vote. That's the
but
only.
But it's already been outfloated out there for them, and I don't think you do that unless you've at least got know that you've got five votes from your HEPA members. I'm sorry, I don't think you do. I'm just throwing this away.
Sure, sure.
Well, I'm in the HEPA, and I didn't know about the July 2nd phone call till today.
Join the club.
I wasn't on that phone call.
So, I mean, the idea is that we need to, like I said at the last meeting, now that Dimitri is gone, we need to have a plan. We need to at least discuss a plan to, I don't want to say fill the void, but to bring this school to that level that we all know it can be. And to me, the only way that we can do that is by somehow finding a way to get Dimitri back into this organization.
I'm not sure if I'm supposed to ask a question.
Absolutely. Sorry.
I know you have to wait to the end sometimes. I'm just so confused a little bit, only because I remember, like, you know, and I hate to act on it or whatever, but we have, like, a plan going forward, and you put Denise in interim to learn and transition into it. So I'm just kind of curious, how come, since you knew he was going to go off the board too, why wasn't there like a transition? Maybe you guys figure out what you're supposed to do before, like, today. And I don't mean any disrespect, and I'm so sorry I'm asking.
No.
I'm kind of curious.
I mean, hindsight being 2020, I wish we'd discussed this a long time ago.
Well, I mean, also, Denise was working closely with Dr. Nick for many years, and she was easily can go into that role.
But
Dimitri, I'm sorry, this has been Dimitri's full-time job, unpaid as a board president or as a board member, or before that, even just as an HEPIN, for 12 years now. So he's been working on multiple projects on his own or with board members. You know, it's for us working full time, you know, it's hard to get on that level.
Right, and this role does not need to be Dimitri's. If there's an alternative, present it.
Maybe we should
let us know.
Gather resumes.
So that's fine in the long run, but we have immediate needs right now, and with now a HEPA national coming in and saying, Dimitri, we love what you're doing. We're going to name you a HEPIN of the year. We're going to open up all these foundations. We're going to have a black tie gala or whatever it is here in Wilmington. I think we would be foolish if we did not take advantage of that opportunity.
Okay, I think we're also being a little bit short-sighted here, because one of the things that we tried to do as a board was speculate about all of the things that we think Dimitri's doing. And I do think, as you had said, this list that we came up with that I typed here wasn't fully exhaustive of the things he's doing. But I think that before you can even have this conversation forward, and again, as Michael mentioned, this is one of the things that I've brought up before, we often have these discussions, and it seems that we're talking about the people rather than the positions. And we have to decide if we're talking about the positions that we're trying to create here, or if we're talking about the people we're trying to put into the role and create the role for them, which is totally different. But I don't know if we can fully grasp the areas that, for instance, for Ricardo or Denise to say areas where they would need help or assistance, unless we truly understood what were all of the things. Because you know that in any organization, but especially in a school, people are doing things that aren't well advertised, that you don't know that little special thing. I talk to people about teachers in their classroom all the time. They do that great Skype thing with that author, but it doesn't get in the newsletter, you know, because they're just good teachers doing their thing. So Dimitri was just doing good things for the school. He wasn't advertising everything that he did, you know, some of the big things and stuff. But I think that before we could even have conversations forward, we would have to really, I mean, you're talking about, well, it doesn't have to be Dimitri, it can be anybody. But then we're creating a position, which is different than the conversation that most of this has been about the person.
Right.
So we would have to decide what really are the criteria of the position, what are the criteria for this position that we really want, which again might be a conversation from Ricardo and Denise, looking at the list of things that were done that maybe they weren't fully aware of. You know, and there were some things that John knew about, and some things that Denise and Nick knew about, and then some things that Ricardo working with contract things would know about, that not everybody would know the full scope of it anyway. But I think that if we're not having those conversations, we can't fully create a well-defined position of, I mean, right now we're just kind of talking about clouds. I mean, there's nothing definite here. And I think that that makes this conversation even more difficult because we don't have anything specific to talk about. We're just talking about, well, Dimitri has done a lot of stuff, so, and we don't want to lose all the stuff that he's done, so we really should think about this, but I don't know if we're doing it the right way.
Yeah, so we kind of are talking, but because we're reacting to someone leaving, we are kind of talking, we have to talk about that person.
Mm-hmm.
And we are maybe, and this is a chicken and egg kind of a question, but in this situation, kind of like what we did with Denise, we used Denise as the model for the head of school, and maybe we should use the what Dimitri's doing to define the executive director
or whatever the name
position,
whatever
right?
Is.
Right, as a starting point, and we used Denise, the committee used what Denise provided to us as a jumping off point, and we added some things. And maybe we can do the same thing here. We've said what Dimitri's done, and we can add more to that.
And I think there was
Karen. Sorry.
Oh. If you know my name.
Hi, Karen.
I was just wondering again. Okay, this is about money. So if you had another paid position or a couple, can we afford it? I'm just wondering. I don't know. Or
so the way that I see this is, it's an investment. Dimitri has brought in excess of $1 million already to this school. And he did that on his own dime. And I think that he can still continue to do that with all the now all the national AHEPIN connections he's made. So I think that whatever we pay him will be there's no guarantee, Karen. The expectation is that the money that he brings in will far exceed any salary that we pay him. And, you know, if he doesn't bring that in, then that's a performance issue. And that's how these contracts, same with Ricardo, same with Denise, that's the ultimate accountability. And if Dimitri can't perform, then we have the right as a board to terminate that contract at will, just like we do for Denise and with Ricardo.
But why can't he be reporting to Denise and Ricardo?
Right.
It be a position that they develop and hire for.
Because I think, like Elias said, there are things that Dimitri does that Ricardo and Denise just, they don't, I want to say this, they don't have the experience in.
Right, and like, so that's why you hire someone and delegate to them.
Right, but to oversee it, they need some frame of reference, they need some experience to be able to say, okay, Dimitri's not developing the partnership with University of Thessalonica the right way.
So do we as a board have metrics. That experience so we can oversee
no.
him?
No, right. I don't think so.
So why isn't it better suited for the people who are on the ground doing the day-to-day stuff to be overseeing him as opposed to us as a board to whom he'd be reporting, and we really have no frame of reference to say you are doing this, you aren't doing that, whatever.
The fact that, you know, we walked in here tonight and the quote I heard was, I'm not convinced they were what we need about our administrators. I mean, come on, give us some credit. Give teachers credit, give, you know, Denise credit, give Ricardo credit.
Well,
you know, clearly they are able to lead. You hired them as leaders.
Right.
The buck stops here. If they were not what you wanted, then clearly you knew that there were holes and you knew that there was someone who you were going to swoop in.
So there will always be holes. There is no perfect solution here. And Denise is going to be fantastic as the head of school. Ricardo is going to be fantastic as the COO. And now we have different needs too.
No. Our needs haven't changed.
Well, so the needs that we're talking about were performed by Dimitri before this.
But we hired Ricardo and Denise knowing that Dimitri
right.
was leaving the board. And in fact, part of the reason that we created this dual-headed structure was a concern that Dimitri wasn't going to be on the board anymore. He'd been fulfilling all these roles in conjunction with Nick, and it was too big a job for one person.
Yes.
And so we created two structures. Exactly. So it's not that our needs have changed, because we knew all along when we were creating this leadership structure that this was going to be the reality come June 30th.
But they're not fulfilling don't think it's repelling all the roles.
It's day five.
But when we started, look, when we started the process and said Nick is not being renewed, the first thing out was, you know what, we're gonna start a search committee to find a headmaster. We decided that, you know, as things evolved, we said, you know what, we're not going to do that, and so our plans changed, and we said, you know what, we're just going to put Denise in there. Now, is Denise the perfect person? Well, who knows? It wasn't a transparent process. She wasn't vetted in any way. We know her experience. We know how she performs. We know what she's capable of, and we've seen it. And it's the same thing with Dimitri. Now you can hire somebody, but like, I think like this isn't a permanent position either. This is a position where it's like we need someone in the interim to finish out what they were doing, to continue that process, to start to transition that. I can't tell Denise or Ricardo, hey, why don't you finish out the bill, or why don't you finish out how the agreements at University of Thessaloniki or Harvard, they don't know how to do that. They don't know how to even delegate that because they don't have that experience, right?
That's my point. So why are we, as the board, going to be delegating it and overseeing it? It doesn't make any sense. It makes no more sense for the board to do it than it does for the people that we've already contractually asked to do these things to delegate and oversee it. John, you had a question.
Comment.
I don't know.
Question. I'm a little confused here. Is the activities in the center, every organization needs 100 Dimitris. There's no question about it. And he's done a fantastic job, and I support him 100%. But is Dimitri at this point saying, well, if I don't get this executive director position, I'm not doing more work for the school?
No, I don't think he said that.
Okay. Because if people leave positions of authority in nonprofits. I've been involved in nonprofits for 45 years. Okay, and I'm still involved. I'm still involved in a number of different areas of nonprofits, even though I'm not an executive anymore. But my thing is, you know, you have President Emeritus, named the gym after him. I'm just trying to find a balancing point between hearing both sides of the conversation and trying to help things out. But I mean, my thing is if Dimitri says, and you're saying he did, and I'm stopping, I'm not doing anything, this is it, you guys figure it out, if I'm not executive director, find somebody else. If that's the case, we're in a different situation. But if he's there, still supporting, which I'm sure he is, still supporting the school, trying to do as much as possible, you make him president emeritus. I'm trying to find a balancing point between everybody else. I don't think Dimitri's hopefully he's not at a stage where he says, listen, if I don't get this, you know, count me out of everything. He's got a lot of work ahead of him if he becomes anything beyond in the health organization. I don't know how it scales at that point, and I support him in that. But I'm just trying to find a way that you know, the board can authorize him to pretty much do anything. You can authorize Dimitri to collect as much money as you can, and these are the things we want you to do. He doesn't have to be the executive director
to do that. But he goes to collect that money. What type of authority does he have? What's his title? If you give him a chairman emeritus title, he's got a
title.
Listen, I'm not, you guys decide what you're going to do, but I'm just trying to help the process along and hopefully make it work. But there's ways of making it do that. And Dimitri's not the individual, at least I don't know. I think he is. It's just going to dump everything and say, see you, bye. So I'm just trying to find ways that maybe that'll work for Dimitri. And maybe he says this, you're not going to pay me $10 a year, I'm not doing the job. Hopefully that's not the case.
No. Thanks, John.
About it all night, but I guess in the essence of moving forward, what do we want to do? Do we propose starting to have conversations with Dimitri and Denise and Ricardo to kind of figure out what is appropriate and proper and to look for someone to fill certain roles that they feel that they may not be ready to perform yet and having conversations about that? I mean, we can discuss and debate Dimitri's qualifications and whether or not we need a third person or a fifth person or a tenth person to come in here. There's always more needs wherever we go. Mm-hmm. I think the conversation is, how do we move forward from here? What is it that we want to look at? What is it that we want to consider? And in the end, the board may say, you know what? We don't want to do that. We don't want any of these courses of actions. We're fine where we are, and that may be the ultimate decision, but you're just to figure out, I think, people have expressed that they feel that there's a need for that skill set. Do we explore that somehow? How do we move forward to looking at that, coming forward with options to present to the board to say, here's two or three options, president emeritus, consultant. I don't know what it is. Member of the school. I don't know what that answer is. But
I think it's a slippery slope, though, that if you're suggesting that the three of them sit in a room, or maybe with one of the board members to make these determinations, because that's already pretty much, at least the connotation of it or the perception of it, is that we've decided that role, some role will exist. And I think that it's dangerous to perpetuate that perception. So unless you're going to be able to also have other community members there who are at least understanding the transparency of this, or there's a transparency of process to help understand the reason that it boils down that, yes, we need this, or no, we don't, to have those conversations. I know that having open board meetings like this is one thing, but I'm thinking that smaller meetings at the Target is to be able to talk about that are another thing. Because a conversation that you have with people sitting at a table and you're in a chair is a completely different conversation than you have around like a round table. So, or when we at least feel like it, you know, either cafe style, like downstairs in the cafeteria of the high school or something like that.
But it's still got to be open to FOIA.
It has to be open. I'm not saying that it wouldn't be open. But
so
what
still,
I'm saying
it still
is
may have
it
this
is
context.
A dangerous thing to move forward with something that is this charged, not looking at least the perspectives and the perceptions of the people involved in this. And I agree to some degree that the people, depending upon the structure of the organization, there are some organizations where the people who work hire the people above them. But I understand some of that too. But if we're not at least communicating well, because I don't think we did a good job of communicating why we ended up with co-leads. I don't think we did a good job of communicating that as well. And I think that there were definitely reasons for it, but I don't think we communicated it well to everybody was here. And I don't think, even if we decide, well, yeah, I guess that's a good idea, that we all wholeheartedly agreed in it, but we just decide, well, you know what, for now, this temporary solution, this is what we need to do right now to be strong to move forward, to have the strengths in each side. But I don't think we communicated that well, right? Okay, so I'm looking at our people who are here. You know, we had a lot more people here then, but I mean, I don't think we can, because that evening was charged as well, and you're just trying to even communicate to each other at all in any way, that I don't think that we had the opportunity. I also think, again, in this role where here's this table of people here, and here's these chairs looking at these people, it's a different feel to the conversation than if it's like a town hall type of conversation.
Something
like that.
When it comes in and it hasn't been kind of conversed. But
the discussion is about the position, not about the person. That's my proposal as well. And I understand we have to have it tinged just a little bit because of the person who is bringing that skill set to that position, but we have to understand the need for that position. Then we have to see that person is exactly the best fit for that position. But if we're not having kind of that conversation, if we're just having a conversation about that person, only that person, then it's going to be charged with all of the feelings about that person.
We have to
be able to separate from the charged feelings about that person or the perception of incestuousness. That we need to be able to look at the position and if we truly need that position. And I agree that that's a discussion with Ricardo and with Denise. But I think that you have to make sure that you're communicating it well why it's determined that the position must exist. Not why Dimitri needs a job, which is what it feels like in the beginning of this conversation. That's what it felt like in the beginning of this conversation.
So that's not the intention at all.
And it might not be the intent, Joe, but that is the way it feels. And that is so, so important to the way that people perceive it and talk about it and Facebook about it and all those other things.
Dimitri needed a job. He would have had a job 10 years ago and not done anything.
But George, hear what I'm saying, that the perception is that way. We have to be able to separate ourselves from that, understanding that the whole reason we're having this conversation is because of the skill set that Dimitri offers.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we wouldn't have this conversation.
Yeah, we wouldn't have this conversation.
But being able to determine what exactly are the pieces that we need someone to do, and it may just so happen that Dimitri is that perfect person to do those things. But we really, really have to concentrate on that position, then we expand it to who's the best fit for it. The problem is, if we are going to sit here tonight and decide, yeah, we're going to authorize all these conversations, and then we're going to have contracts presented on the 18th, I think that's the wrong move to make tonight.
And I think the reason why the 18th was kind of picked is because of the
AHEPA
convention.
It's on the 23rd, right? 26th, something like that.
And I think it would be a huge opportunity missed not to have that